Hello, Alan Meshuggah Jr. here, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. God is doing great things, and I know that God has a wonderful plan, purpose, and destiny for your life. Before we get into our topic today, I just want to encourage you to take full advantage of all of our online resources. There's a lot of good stuff that we have, our sermon series and books and all that. Go to fullturn.com and watch our sermons today. They will be a blessing to you. All right. Today, we're going to be talking about something that I believe is something that a lot of people wonder about at times, especially those who are believers, that what happens, what is it like when what I'm going through doesn't line up with what I believe? Now, this happens to all of us that we believe, let me say it this way. Have you ever asked yourself a question, or have you ever thought to yourself, how can this be happening to me? I never believed that this could happen to me. So what do we do when we're going through something that doesn't line up with what we believe? In other words, we believe that by His stripes we're healed, but yet we're dealing with sickness in our body. Today, what I want to talk to you about is the facts versus the truth. Sometimes we're dealing with things, but as we're walking through things, or if something is happening to us, that doesn't mean that we have to accept it. We don't have to accept what's going on if it doesn't line up with what God has said about us, or what God is saying about our situation. That's why it's so important to know the Word of God. That's why it's so important to be able to discern the will of God. Because if we don't know the Word of God, then we don't even know what to believe. We don't know what to confess over our life. And a lot of people, we settle for different things that we're going through or things that are happening simply because we don't know what the truth is. We see the fact and we believe the fact, or we accept the fact, because we don't know the truth. And then other times we're going through things that don't line up with the truth that we know. So what do? Well, to know the truth is the most important thing. And once you know the truth, if something is happening to you that is not in alignment with the truth of God's word, what you have to do is you have to combat the fact with the truth. Here's how you do it. I know that I'm facing this situation. I know that I have this obstacle. I know that this is going on in my body right now, but I know the truth of God's word. I know that greater is He that is within me than he that is within the world. I know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know that He's made me the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, as I'm walking and living in His word. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know that it's God who is working in me both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So no matter what it is that I'm dealing with, as I begin to declare God's word over my life, I speak to the fact what is true. And when I speak to the fact what is true, the facts change. How many of you need some facts to change in your life? What you have to do is simply this. What I was illustrating is this. You have to speak the truth to your situation. You have to continue to declare the truth of God's word until you see it happen. Jesus was walking one day with His disciples, and they saw a fig tree that He had cursed earlier, how it had withered up and died, and they were amazed. Isn't it funny to think that they're amazed after they've seen Him raise people from the dead? They've watched Him open up blinded eyes. They've seen the lame walk. They've seen Him walk on water. They've seen Him speak the storms. And still they're amazed that He spoke to a fig tree and told it to die, and it withered up. And so Jesus, knowing what they're talking about and their amazement, turns to them and He says, listen, have faith in God. And not only can you say to this fig tree, shrivel up and die, but you can say to this mountain. Now watch what He says, because He says, if you have the faith of God, you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. And if you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe that whatever you say will come to pass, if you say to the mountain, be moved, it will be moved. For whatever you ask in faith, it will be done. See, he's showing us something here. The mountain exists, okay? Let's use this. The mountain, it's a fact that the mountain exists. But the truth is, the mountain can move. Is anybody with me? The fact is, there's a mountain. The fact is that the mountain is there before us. But the truth is, by the word of God, any mountain can be removed and any mountain can be cast into the sea. And so that's what you have to know. When you get a bad report, the bad report might be a fact, but that doesn't make it the truth. The truth is, it will be what God says. So if I have the faith of God, what is God's faith? God believes in his word because he knows his word will come to pass. He knows that whatever he says will come to pass. So anything that we say in alignment with God's will or word, we can know it will come to pass because God will hasten to his word to perform it. He will bring his word to pass. He'll make it happen. Here's the thing that I know. If I'm living in the word of God, it's not my responsibility to bring that word to pass. It's just my responsibility to be obedient to the word and to walk in it. But it's God's responsibility to bring it to pass. And he said that. He said, I will hasten to my word to perform it. He didn't say you'd have to make the word come to pass. He said, I will hasten to my word to perform it. So you do what I've asked you to do. You walk in my word. You declare my word. You be instant in season and out of season. You just do what I've asked you to do, and I will bring it to pass. Have my faith. Speak to the mountain, and it will be moved. So facts versus truth. There's a lot of facts that we deal with every day. What's going on in our family? What's going on in our marriage? What's going on in our finances? What's going on with our business? We face a lot of different facts, and a lot of times the facts don't line up with what we believe. So what we have to do is continue to confess and declare what we believe to those facts, the mountains in our life, until they move, until they change, and they will change because they will be what God says. So don't get weary in doing good, because in due season you will reap if you don't give up. You have to continue to believe what God has said and walk in what God has said. I love the attitude of the three Hebrew children in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they're brought before King Nebuchadnezzar, who has made a decree that anyone who does not bow to his image, to the idol, will be thrown into a fiery furnace. And he hears that these guys refuse to bow. And so he brings them, but has them brought before him. And he says, is this true? And they said, it is true, O king. We will not bow to your image. That's not what we're going to do. And so he got really angry with them. And they said to him, listen, king, with all due respect, we will not bow. And if you throw us in the fire, our God is able to deliver us. But watch this. Even if he doesn't, we will not bow. That's the kind of attitude you have to have when you're facing the facts of this world. You have to say, listen, I understand the fact. I understand what it's saying to me. But nevertheless, my God is able to do what he said. And even if he's not, I will not bow to this situation. In other words, I know God's going to do it. I know God's going to do it. I know he will make a way. And I'm going to keep, I don't care. I'm going to continue to believe. I'm going to continue. I'll take it all the way. I'll go all the way into the fire to prove his word if I have to. Do you see it? That's what they're saying. We'll go all the way into the fire. If you decide to throw us in, we'll go all the way in, because we know that he is able to do what he said. How many of us would give up when we get close to the flames and say, oh, you know what? Never mind. I understand this is the fact. This is what I need to do. No, no, no. The facts don't determine what is true. God's word determines what is true, and God's word will change the facts. He will cause the facts to come in alignment with his truth for your life. Today, I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to compromise. I want you to stand your ground. I want you to stand firm. I want you to stand strong. And I want you to know that even though there may be some facts in your life that don't line up with what you believe, doesn't mean that those facts will not change. Those facts will change as you begin to declare the word of God, believe the word of God, stand upon the word of God, and walk in the word of God. Because I promise you, the word of God will not fail you. God will not fail you. Even if it looks like it's not going to happen, what God's will is will be done. It will be accomplished. So that's important for us to understand. When we're walking through things that don't line up with what we believe, when we're saying things like, you know, I never thought this would happen to me. Don't get caught up in that. Don't throw yourself a pity party. Begin to rejoice in the Lord. Begin to praise God. Begin to thank him because he is able. He is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. And what he says, he will do. You can believe that. You can know it. And so look at all the men and women in the Bible that we read about that were facing what we would call insurmountable odds. In other words, the facts were against them. The odds were opposing them. But nevertheless, they stood their ground. See, God says, I can even make a crooked path straight. In other words, the fact may be it's crooked, but he said, I can make it a crooked thing straight. I can change it. I can make it what I desire it to be. It will be what I say it is. Do you get what I'm saying to you? He said, I'll make a crooked path straight. Now watch, I can bring forth rivers in a wilderness. You call it, the fact is it's a wilderness. The fact is a wilderness shouldn't have a river. He said, but I can bring forth something in the midst of something that someone says cannot happen. So it doesn't matter what you call a thing. It doesn't matter what the facts are. It is what God says. And when God says to a crooked path be straight, that crooked path has to straighten out. When God speaks to a wilderness and says, I call forth a river, that river will spring forth in that wilderness. That's what you got to know. That's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, because it's not about what you see. Sight gives you the facts, but faith gives you the word. And when you have the word of God, the word of God will always trump any fact in your life. So the fact is, whatever God says is true. That's the only fact I need to know. What God says is true. It will come to pass. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. So today I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be full of the Spirit of God. I want you to be full of his power today, the power of his word that says, all things are possible to those who believe. So let me say this again. Your facts today might not be in alignment with what you know God has said. That doesn't mean that God's a liar. And it doesn't necessarily even mean that you're doing anything wrong. You've just got to start talking to your facts. Be like God and call those things that are not as though they are. We have his permission to take his word and begin to declare his word to our situation. And so do that today. Begin to declare the word of God over your life. I heard a man of God say one time, Bishop David Oyedepo, he said that he came to a revelation that he could not be poor, that he could not be broke, And he, once he came to that revelation, he said, I cannot be broke. I mean, it became so true to him that it didn't matter what kind of situation he was currently in at the moment or what it looked like. He was like, what it looks like, it cannot be this way because God has said this about me. I'm doing what God has said. And so because I'm doing what God has said, it cannot be this way. And I believe that's the way that we all have to begin to believe that if something happens in our life that's contrary to the word of God, we need to begin to say, it cannot be this way. I cannot be sick because he's healed me. He's already healed me. By his stripes, I was healed. I cannot be broke because I'm a tither, because I'm a giver. And his word has said that he will bless those that are walking in this principle. And so because of this, I cannot be in poverty. See, you've got to be able to get a hold of that. And when you believe it and you declare it and you walk in it, your circumstances and your situation will come into alignment with God's will. You'll see it shift. You'll see it change. You'll see it become what God says. So God is just looking for his people to come into agreement with his word and not settle for what things look like. I mean, come on, let's talk about that for a second. How many of us, we just settle for what it looks like? Oh, well, I guess that's just the way it is. You know, I guess that, you know, it is what it is. Have you ever heard people say that? Well, I guess it just is what it is. No, it's not is what it is. It is what God says. And so if what's going on in your life is not what God is saying about you, then you have to say, no. This cannot be. This cannot be because this is what God has said. And if you know, you are partnering with God's word. In other words, you are walking in the word of God. You are one with his word. Then nothing can stop that word from coming to pass. And so you have to say, you know what? No, it is not what it is. It is what God has said. And I'm not settling for what I see. I'm not settling for even what people are telling me. You know, when we were getting our Hiram building, the place that we're currently meeting, we already went into a lease agreement with the owner of the building at the time. And, you know, after we did that, we went to the county and we were starting to get, you know, the papers that we needed to start renovating the building and all. And when we did that, because we had been in similar situations before in our previous location, we just thought, you know, it would be the same as it was before. And so when we went to the county, the county said, oh, you can't be there. You cannot have a church in that building. You can't meet in that building because that building is zoned industrial and that zoning cannot be changed. You cannot meet there. Now, listen, we went to them twice and they basically threw the papers back in our face. There's no chance of even rezoning. Like we're not even going to accept your plea or, you know, your request to rezone this building so that you can use it. Twice they did that. We began to pray. We began to believe on that Sunday, the Sunday following that. We got up and we declared the walls were coming down. We gave a shout of praise. We praised God. And the Wednesday following that Sunday that we shouted the walls down, our third time, we went in there. Now listen to this. The first two times I didn't go myself. The third time I went. And when I went to the county, they didn't even let me speak. This is the truth. We sat down all these men around a conference table. And right when we sat down, there was no like formalities. There was no, hey, how you doing? It's good to see you. Let's all meet one another. When we all sat down, the head guy leaned his hands on the table and he looked at me and he said, I'm going to give you your zoning. I'm going to give you your occupancy. without me even saying a word. Now, listen to what he said. He said, someone came to us. Now, this wasn't even anybody in our church, and it wasn't me because I didn't have this information. He said, someone came to us and said that 8 years ago, there was a church in a similar situation, and we allowed them to do it. He said, based upon that precedent, we have to allow you to do it because we allowed them to do it. But after we allow you to do it, we are changing the law, and no church in the future will be able to do this. We weren't aware that this had happened, and so we have to allow you to do it. Do you see what God did? We continue to declare the word of God. God, this is the place that you've called us to. This is the building that you said was ours. And so even when the county, I'm talking about the authorities, those who are in authority said, you cannot. We said, this cannot be. Because God, you have said, and because we declare the word of God, when I got in the room, I didn't even have to open my mouth because God had already went before me. Oh man, I feel the Spirit of God as I'm saying this. God had already went before me and he had already made a way for me. The facts were, you can't meet here. You can't have church here. That was the facts. But the truth was... The truth was, this is the place that I've called you to, and this is where you will meet. And so when I knew the truth, I declared the truth, and I was not going to accept anything other than what God had said. And because of that, God made a way. I didn't even have to open my mouth. I just said, thank you. So listen, today be encouraged. It doesn't matter what the situation. Maybe you've gone once and they've said no. Maybe you've gone twice and they've said no. Maybe you've gone to the doctor and you've heard the same report over and over and over and over again. It is what God says. It is what God says. You have to continue to believe that way. You have to continue to declare it because God's will be done. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. I appreciate you taking this opportunity to listen. Hopefully I've been an encouragement to you today. The word of God will work for you as you work in the word of God. God bless you. Thank you for listening today. Remember to go to fullturn.com. Take advantage of all of our online resources. And I hope that you have an incredible week this week. Until next time, this is Alan Meshagan saying to you, God has a purpose, plan, and a destiny for your life. Don't forget it. God bless.